Hey everyone, it's Friday, May 29th, and this is the LA Report, a daily roundup of the most essential news in the LA region. I'm Leo Duran. Today, an arrest and the death of George Floyd, how schools are planning to reopen amidst massive budget cuts, and a green light for restaurants to open their doors. We start with our ongoing coverage of the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who has now been arrested and charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. Our own Chava Sanchez was out talking to people to get their reactions.
Yeah, reporter Robert Garova and I spent the day talking to community members in Crenshaw about how they're feeling after the death of George Floyd. And I heard a lot of pain, anger, and frustration. But there's also this common feeling that this isn't surprising. Many people we spoke to relay that the issues that are in focus after the death of George Floyd are not new. There's a feeling that the constant coronavirus updates drowned out other issues, that now that the coronavirus news has slowed, other stories are resurfacing those issues. This is especially true with the death of George Floyd. There's a deep sense of shared loss and exhaustion. One community member described waking up every morning the last few days wondering what new things were happening. While everyone we spoke to felt the tragedy and pain of Floyd's death, there was no consensus on a protest in Minneapolis. Some community members wished the protesters would have allowed the authorities to take care of the situation, while others believe that the community was left with no choice but to act.
And to reflect more on this moment, here's Eric Lindo, who shared his thoughts on race relations in America in his ongoing column, Mis Angeles.
Yeah, it's like racist deja vu. You know, every couple of weeks, there's a video. There's just these tragic incidents that seem to be happening to people of color. And, you know, somebody who grew up as a redheaded Mexican in Southeast LA, like, I can relate to having both the privilege of looking white and the, you know, the institutional racism that happens to people of color. I remember my dad sitting me down once and telling me, like, when you grow up, people are going to think you're white. And right now you're getting your ass kicked every day because you look white. But in the future, it's going to be your superpower. You're going to have this privilege that I don't have with my brown skin. And it's unfortunate that he was right, you know. I hate to live in a country that would treat me better based on the way I look, but not based on my personal background and ethnic makeup. And it's hard. It's just hard to keep talking about it, man. I don't want to talk about it anymore. This shit is so played out, you know? But it's like one-tenth of what it's like to be a black man in America. And it breaks my heart over and over again. And I'm sorry they burned down the Target, and I'm sorry they burned down the police station, but, like, what else were they supposed to do, you know? What else are we supposed to do except try and find a way to react to this injustice?
Next, LA County schools are facing massive budget cuts for the coming school year. Here's Kyle Stokes on what the cuts mean for schools and what kind of efforts they're taking to reopen.
Yeah, enormous budget cuts, something like 10% that we're seeing in K-12 education. And so that's a really tough circle to square for a lot of these school districts. We've heard from a lot of the labor unions and interest groups that represent things like the California School Boards Association, the Administrators Association, have said that it's not really realistic to expect them to absorb these cuts. Well, today, the LA Unified School District and San Diego Unified, the two largest school districts in the state, put out a statement that said that they don't feel that absorbing these cuts and reopening safely is realistic. So there's mounting pressure on the governor and state lawmakers to find a new way to fund schools if they want them to reopen in something closer to normal operations this fall.
And finally, on Friday, Governor Gavin Newsom delivered an update on California's response to coronavirus, and the state has granted LA County a variance, allowing it to move further into reopening. Included in the variance is the permission to reopen restaurants. Here's Elena Shatkin on what to expect.
Yeah, today Los Angeles County restaurants received the green light to reopen their dining rooms after more than 2 months. The order that the county issued is effective immediately, which means restaurants can open tonight if they want to, and many are scrambling to do just that. But the weird thing is that officials haven't actually released detailed guidelines about the health and safety protocols that they expect restaurants to follow. Also, officials aren't requiring restaurants to have any sort of inspection before they reopen. And Dr. Barbara Frere with the LA County Health Department says restaurants are just on an honor system to follow whatever guidelines they haven't posted yet. The guidelines, when they do post them, will likely include limiting capacity, keeping tables 6 feet apart, prioritizing takeout, and potentially requiring customers to wear masks when they're not eating.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at lais.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you on Monday. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.